Does being a conservative make you a better journalist?
Absolutely not.
Does being a libertarian make you a better journalist?
Yeah.
I'm here with Andrew Carell and Noah Rothman. They're two editors at Mediaite. It's Dan Abrams' super sexy media venture. And they write about things that are smart and happening and very, very new. So what the hell is Mediaite? In one sentence or less, describe it.
It's the intersection of politics and media, or it's a chronicle of blowhards.
Chronicle of blowhards, I like that.
I agree. We chronicle, and sometimes we blowhard.
It's very good.
Blowhards chronicling blowhards is a good way to put it.
So discuss the growth and strength of Mediaite. Why are you guys growing when so many outlets are floundering?
We're able to package a lot of content in very small packages for people who don't want to sit in front of the television all day and consume media, and we get to give you exactly what you want in little tiny bits. But we also have a variety of partisan authors who are very strongly partisan and attract very strongly partisan people to debate each other. So I think we provide a good forum.
What is new about new media, and how is Mediaite doing new media better?
Well, what's new about it is that we're sort of taking down the old media, the ivory tower media, people who, you know, the stuffy old journalism that had a lot of rules and there has to be a certain format to how you report something, whereas for us, we are all openly partisan and you know where our views are because each of us have written opinion pieces, but we also report on things that are going on. We don't have the pretense of objectivity. We utilize social media, and I think what's a lot different than old media is that we're packaging things, like you said, in smaller packages.
Isn't there some usefulness to objectivity when you're reporting?
There is no such thing as objectivity. I would argue that objectivity is dead and we should get over that. It's never existed. There's no such thing as it. And I think that we are sort of, and not to fluff ourselves, but we don't have that pretense. I'm a libertarian, he's conservative, we have a hard left-winger, Tommy Christopher, and then we have a bunch of other default New York liberals who they generally see things from a liberal point of view.
I would take some exception with that. There is always going to be a market for legacy media. There's always going to be a market for real reporting, straight reporting that takes days, even months, and real sourcing, and that has to be objective to a certain extent. There's always a bias in the reporter, and that's sort of our job, is to identify that reporter's bias by knowing their work and being able to identify patterns in their work and patterns of behavior, and that just kind of adds clarity to the work, but that doesn't take away from its value as an objective report.
Does being a conservative make you a better journalist?
Absolutely not.
Does being a libertarian make you a better journalist?
Yeah.
A lot of people say that new media is parasitic at worst and symbiotic at best. Is that true of you guys? And if so, is it a bad thing?
If you go to the homepage of Mediaite, you get to see the partisan take on the single issue right next to each other in the headlines. And that's shorthand that a lot of people can use to navigate political arguments when they don't really have a whole depth and breadth of knowledge on these issues. They can go to a bar and they can say, oh, I saw two headlines. I know exactly what the counterargument is to this piece. And then be able to have what is, you know, kind of a faux erudite conversation about politics and not necessarily have to read all that much. So we do politics for you. There's always going to be a market for that.
So if God were to reach his beautiful, beautiful hand down to earth and unplug cable news and no more CNN, no more Fox, no more NBC, MSNBC, and no more NBC, CBS, no more of any of that. No more cable news, although they're broadcast, but no more cable news. Would we die out? I don't actually think so. I don't think we're parasitic on cable news. I think that Chris Matthews and Sean Hannity, those people will always find an outlet. So it'll just be the web. You know, Chris Matthews will find a computer and bang on it a little bit and try to figure out how to work it, and then he'll get on TV. It'll be on the web.
So if they unplug new media, do you think the cable news networks would die? Are they parasitic of you?
They get free PR from us, but I don't think they depend. I mean, they exist.
You raise a great point, and you shouldn't downplay that. The networks like Current, for example, I mean, we have a much broader viewership than they do. Yeah. They need us to live. MSNBC to a lesser extent.
Yeah.
Fox, CNN, not so much. But those guys, you know, we do actually compete on a certain level so we kind of have to live with each other.
All right. Well, Andrew Carell, Noah Rothman, thank you very much. Mediaite, check it out right now. Here's a link for Reason TV. I'm Kennedy.
Did we actually make a whole bunch of dick references? I trust your editing all this out.